The woman at the well is one of the most powerful stories in Scripture. It's long because it was used for the preparing of catechumens for baptism. And that's why John has it in his gospel, together with three other gospels that are used for the preparation of catechumens. And the church has always kept them. It's the year A for all of us, because these stories really speak powerfully to us, especially of God, the great love that he has for us. Now, if we look at this, Jesus goes to the well at noon. Now, he's there, what, for what reason? He's waiting for this woman. He sets it up so that she will come and he will have conversation, word with him, with her, that will bring about her healing and her conversion. In love, he is there waiting for her, which he does for each and every one of us, doesn't he? You know, he's always waiting for us to come. He goes to meet us. And the woman comes at noontime. Women never went to a well at noontime. It was too hot. They would only go in the morning when it was cool. But obviously she was an outcast because of her lifestyle, you might say, all of these men. And so she was not welcome in the morning, so she came at noon. Jesus knew that, see. He knew she would be coming. And so he's there, and he says, give me a drink. Jews did not speak to Samaritans because, there's a whole long history. So she's surprised, you know. And we can be surprised, too, that the Lord will just speak to us. Well, we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be, because he loves all of us right where we are. And he says, give me some of that water. Well, this was a cistern, which means it had stored water. It wasn't a living water that wasn't flowing. And he says, give me some water. And he says, if you only knew who's talking to you, you would ask if he would give you living water. Water that brings life, which we know from the Gospel of John is the Holy Spirit. That's the living water of divine life that God wants to be flowing through each and every one of us. Fountain of living water. And he offers this to her. And through the conversation, she is coming to know him. She knows he's a Jew. Now she knows that he is a prophet, because he says, you know, you're not doing real well here in life. He sets her up. Call your husband. Well, I've had five of them, Lord. In other words, she was a very disturbed woman, looking for love in all the wrong places, trying to fill up an emptiness in her life with relationships that couldn't be filled, because she was looking for something beyond that. Just you, like you and me, you know, we can't be fulfilled with just the things of this world. We need something that will really come and fill us. And Jesus knew that was himself. And so she calls him a prophet, and then she calls him the Messiah. We can see how she's growing in faith as he speaks to her. The power of God's word, you know, the Spirit comes to us in the word of God. And as Jesus was speaking, she's been drawn closer and closer to him, revealing who he really is. And of course, he's going to heal her and set her free. Not only that, but she's going to go into the village and bring others, and they will listen to Jesus. So she gives testimony. This man, this prophet, look what he's doing in my life. He's setting me free. You know, and so they all come, and then they say, we don't believe on the woman anymore. We believe because of your word, because we know you are the Christ, the one sent by God, that you came into the world to speak words of wisdom, that living water would be flowing from you. As Jesus says, the hour has come. The hour, of course, is his death on the cross, which is the source of all salvation. What a beautiful story that brings us into Lent, because the Lord invites us, you know. We've come here before the well. Doesn't look like a well. It's kind of dry. Because it's not a really well. It's a cistern out in the middle of the desert. But we come here because we know this is the fountain of living water. This is the one who speaks words of life to us. From him flows the living water of divine life that heals us and sets us free and fills up those empty, needy spots in our life that keep us, you know, from being whole. And so he draws us into this Lenten experience. And it's a very beautiful time because Lent was formed in the church in the 4th century, Council of Nicaea, set aside these 40 days. And for these same 40 days since the 4th century, Christians have been gathering together to celebrate the Word of God, to celebrate the Eucharist, to pray together, to surrender their lives to the Lord for healing, forgiveness, whatever we need. It is such a holy season that we have inherited because that Spirit has come down to us. You know, we've inherited that Spirit. All those millions of Christians before us gathering, celebrating this word, praying together, we receive the fruit of all of that. It's such a powerful time. God has come to the well just for each and every one of us in a very special way. And he wants to call each one of us. Call each one of us to new life. If you only knew, you would ask for living water, the Holy Spirit that will fill you, satisfy you, bring you to abundant life. I have come that you might have life to its fullness. And that's what the Lord wants us to experience during Lent. And part of our experience for this parish, as established by your pastor, is me. Yeah. Here I am at the well. I'm not a prophet, no, I'm not the Messiah. But I was sent, or at least called. I guess that's a sending. I was called. And I'm here to celebrate this parish mission with you. And I'm really excited about it because the season of Lent. And when we gather together as a community to celebrate the Word, to pray together, respond to the Word, God's going to pour out his blessing in unbelievable ways. Unbelievable ways. Everyone is going to experience some kind of miracle of grace. Because that's what God does. He wants to work a miracle of grace for each and every one of us during this season of Lent. And part of it, I hope for many of you, will be attending our parish mission. We're going to have 2 services a day. Well, almost. Your mass schedule really throws me here. On Monday and Tuesday and Thursday, we have a 12:05 mass. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Okay, we got those days down. There will be a shortened form of the evening service after that mass for those who don't come out at night. Wednesday, of course, the daily mass is at 6, and the mission service is at 7, so there's nothing between there. But every night, 7 to 8:15, Monday through Thursday, I will be here to celebrate the season of Lent with you. And we do it by celebrating especially the Word of God. We're going to be honoring the Word of God. That's how Moses was led through the desert by God's Word. That's how, you know, we are being led in our lives by God's Word. And so Monday we're going to celebrate the great love that flows to us from the cross, read the scriptures about that, reflect on them, so that we can, what do you want to say? One saint says, God wants to ravish us by the cross, by that ultimate revelation of his love, to ravish our hearts. Because our love is only a response, what? To being loved. That's what John tells us. We are responding. So we need to know that love, and then we'll honor, reverence the crucifix. And on Tuesday, we want to talk about that personal relationship God wants us to have. We see that God giving Moses his name. God never had a name before then, the great I Am. Because names form a relationship. When I name something, name someone, when I have their name, there is a connection. And God wants to have a personal relationship with each and every one of us, revealing to us who he is. That's on Tuesday. And we're going to reverence the Word of God, which is such a powerful way of being in communion, because we communicate through words. And God's Word is especially powerful in all of our lives. Wednesday, reconciliation and healing, because like the woman at the well, hopefully you don't have six wives or six husbands, but we all need reconciliation, though. So we're going to talk about being reconciled with God, but then reconciled with one another, how God calls us and how we are enabled to forgive one another, to forgive ourselves, to be at peace in our lives. And we're going to then have a healing service. Wonderful deacon here will be here with me, and maybe somebody else if we need. And we will not only have a healing prayer for everybody, but we will pray over people individually for God's special blessing upon you at this time of the year. And then Thursday is our teaching mass. That is, I'm going to be teaching what the mass is, where it came from, what it means, and how we can enter more fully into it, explaining some of the rituals and the symbols, because this is our basic worship as Catholics. We gather to celebrate Eucharist, and the more we know about what we are doing and the history of it, where it came from, the more we can enter into it, and the more then we can, take possession of all God wants to give us through this wonderful celebration. So anyway, I invite you to be with us Monday through Thursday as we continue celebrating this wonderful, wonderful season of Lent. And I know it will be a time of blessing, whether you come or not. This week is going to be a special blessing upon all of us, because we're going to be praying, we're going to be celebrating, thanking God for all his many gifts. And I know that he's going to give a powerful blessing to each and every one of us. So thank you, and God bless you. No, not.